Phoenix Audio presents
Death in Paradise by Robert B. Parker and read by Robert Forster. One out. Left-handed hitter with an inside-out swing. The ball would slice away from him toward third. Jesse took a step to his right. The next pitch was inside and chest high, and the batter yanked it down the first baseline, over the bag and into the right field corner, had there been a corner, and lumbered into second base without a throw. "I saw you move into the hole," the batter said to Jesse. "Foiled again, Pauly." They played three nights a week under the lights on the west side of town beside a lake, wearing team T-shirts and hats. One umpire, no stealing, no spikes allowed. Officially, it was the Paradise Men's Softball League, but Jesse often thought of it as the Boys of Evening. The next batter was right-handed, and Jesse knew he pulled everything. He stayed in the hole. On a 2-1 count, the right-handed hitter rammed the ball a step to Jesse's left. One step, left foot first, right foot turned, glove on the ground, soft hands, don't grab at it, let it come to you. It was all muscle memory. Exact movements, rehearsed since childhood and deeply visceral, somatically choreographed by the movement of the ball. With the ball hit in front of him, Pauly tried to go to third. In a continuous sequence of motion, Jesse swiped him with his glove as he went by, then threw the runner out at first. "Never try to advance on a ball hit in front of you," Pauly said as they walked off the field. "I've heard that," Jesse said. His shoulder hurt, as it always did when he threw, and he knew, as he always knew, that the throw was not a big league throw. Before he got hurt, the ball used to hum when he threw it. It used to make a little snarly hiss as it went across the infield. After the game, they drank beer in the parking lot.